Shirin and Nita, May 4th, 1982, Yud Aleph Iyar, Hashem Tov Shem Min Beis.
We're starting with Kusim. Meish Kusim, Na Kusim, are the descendants of the Shomronim, the Sanhedrin, first migrated to the Eretz Yisrael when he took the Aseret Shvotim into exile. So he brought over other nations into Eretz Yisrael, and then they were migayah themselves because Mahmasira Saharois, because of the lions that attacked them. And the pasuk says, So in other words, they were already like Mizorah Bishitu. On one hand, they feared the Rebbeinu Shalom, on the other hand, they worshipped the idols. So there is a machlokes tanoim as to whether Kusim Gerahoye is saying or Kusim Gerahoye is saying. If we call it Bandoma Kusim Gerahoye is saying, so inasmuch as the Geus was not a genuine Geus, they continued being Gedea Mizorah, so the Meir the Geus was not valid. So they had a deal of good. And they called Mandoma the Kusim Gerahoye. So in spite of the fact that originally at the outset they continued to worship idols, but the Geus was how? So they had a deal of Israel. Anyway, B'Deirish or Rabbanu or Rabbase, the Gemara in Chum says, so the Chachomim or Gezer Aleim, please keep going the whole void. So even though we passed like Tanoim, the Kusim Gerahoye, so originally they had a deal of Jews, but now they have a deal of Goyim. They have a deal of Goyim. Now, here the Mishnah says, the Mishnah discusses their status prior to the time that the Chachomim or Gezer at them, that they have a deal of Goyim. From the moment it appears that the Tanya of this Mishneh quotes with the Mandoma that Kusim Gerahoye, Gerahoye said. So they are Israeli. They are Israeli. So still, Gnois Kusim, Midas Maris also. So Mid Rabbonon, so the Gnois Kusim, so have been of Elido from their infancy. Midas Maris also. Why? So the Gemara says it calls on Iframeya, which is Cheshish Limiute, and there is a possibility that even an infant should see that done. And because of that, so in regard, in respect to Israel, if this happens, so they'll observe the divinity regarding Tatar. Masha'im came, the Kusim, they are not Tzayas to the Dina Torah. So because of that, the Chachomim were gazing at Tumei and Meis Kusim, Me'arisos, from the cradle, from their infancy. So they have they are Mitamei Mid Rabbonon Tumasni. Even though the overwhelming majority of the little children, the girls, do not menstruate at such an early age, but since there is such a possibility, the more mentions cases, so because of that, they are mitamei shviarisos. The akusim mitamei mishkaftach bin kerye mitnei shehein bealei days. Now, the more explains that. Now, the halach is that the beil nido has the same tumen. Now, since the Kusim, so they didn't recognize the Torah Shebaal Peh, so in Mele they understood the Torah Shebechsav according to their own erroneous interpretation, so in Mele they were mixed up as to Dawah Esriu Hasidim. So I'll begin, what is the midday, if it's written, if it's odd, what if it's yorek, if it's yellow or green, so it's not mitame, but they were mitame dam yorek too. So mele, So Mele, suppose a woman among the Kusi, so she started to see Damyorik on Sunday. And then on Tuesday she started to see Damode. So Al-Kidin, when did she become an Eva? On Tuesday. On Tuesday. But they didn't know, so Mele, they considered Damyorik also as Damtome. So they started to count from the Sunday year. 7 days, so we counted 7 days after the Sunday year, even though it was still only 5 days after the year's dam coming. So their tefillah was no tefillah. But they didn't know, so Mele, the Bnei Skusi had a din of Misopik meeting. So Mele, their husbands, had Misopik, had a status of Bealim. So the halacha is Vakusim Mitamin Mishkaftachtein Shel Mishkaftachtein of the Beil leader of the Kusim of the husband. Keri, what does it mean? So you know it's in the forest. Tachtei Shel Beil leader Keri Shel Zav. The Mitamei Alomechli Lomash. Now this is deduced from Sukkim. I mean, we learn it. That from Gimel will learn it in Gemara. But anyway, the gist of these halachas is as follows. Now, Ezav, and the Yido, Ezobe, are an avatum. And the Zav itself, the Yido itself, is an avatum. So, it is an avatum. But not only the Yido itself, herself, is an avatum. Even the Mishka Tachte, in other words, if there is a certain mattress on which a Yido lay, even if she didn't touch it, even if you had 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, so the lowermost mattress is also an avatum. And let's say the Yido, the Zav, lay on the uppermost mattress. So, also the lowermost mattress has a din of a Mishkaftachtein of a Yido. And Mishkaftachtein of Nido, Bizobo, Bizav, is an avatum. Now, then there is El Yeni Shel Zav, or El Yeni Shel Zobe, El Yeni Shel Nido. What does El Yeni Shel Zav and El Yeni Shel Zobe mean? El Yeni Shel Zav, El Yeni Shel Zobe, Shel Nido means, so according to the Rashbam, it means that if, let's say, the Zav was placed on one scale, and then you had Eichlin, and you had Eichlin on the other scale, so the Zav was Machriya. So the Eichlin, the Mashkin Shet HaFshiyo, that's a Yene Shel Zav. This is the Rashbam's view. Now, Tosfos says no. If the Zav was on one scale, let's say if you had a scale, so the Zav was on one scale, and then Yichlo Mashkin on the other scale, and Yichlo Mashkin on another scale. So if the Zav was Machriya, the Yichlo Mashkin, so then it's Tumas Hesed. So we don't have to resort to a special Tumah or the Yini Shel Zav. So Tosfos explains that the Yini Shel Zav means if, let's say, there was a long baguette, and one end of the baguette, let's say shawl, so what was on top of the Zav, and then the other was on top, or was on the floor. So anyway, even though, let's say, there was, let's say, the Zav here, and then there was something on top of the Zav, and the Beged did not even touch the Zav, because the Beged was on top of a hat that was on the head of the Zav, and then the other end of the Beged was on the floor, was laying on the floor. So Tumaseset it isn't. Tumaseset means if it was massive. If the Zav moved the bed, But if the other end of the baguette was still on the floor, so it wasn't manned, it didn't move, the whole baguette, the tumasese doesn't take effect. If the whole baguette, let's say, here is a sap standing, and then there is something on top of the sap, and then there is a baguette on top of that thing. So even though the baguette doesn't touch the sap, because there is something that is mafsik between the sap and the baguette, so then the baguette becomes tomei machmasese. That's only if the whole baguette is nisat, is moved by the sap. But if one end of the baguette is on the floor, so since not the whole baguette is nisat al the sap, so mele tumasese doesn't take effect. But that's the tumas envy shows up. This is how they say. Oh, tachten keri. Now, so then the aloche of that mishnah is by kusin. So kusin have been misopi completely needle because their wives might be nides, not knowing that they are nides. So male husbands have the din of a bayal needle. Now a bayal needle is mitame like a needle herself, but there is one difference. Whereas the mishkaf and the meisha of a nido is an abatume, if keli, if an odom and keli will come in contact with the mishkaf and meisha of the zav or of the nido, they will become tome. Let's say a nido lay on a bed, on a mattress, or she sat on a chair, she lay on a couch, and then an odom would come in contact with that couch, with that mattress, with that chair. So then, that odom will become tomei, because the couch of the nido, the mattress of the nido, the chair of the nido, that's the mishkaf and the meishaf of the nido, is an avatum. And the nav is the tami odom became. So if kelim or an odom will come in contact with the mishkaf, the meishaf, the couch, the chair, the bed, or the nido, the zav, the zove, so it will become tomei, because it's an avatum. Now, so whereas the mishkaf tachte of the zav is an avatum, and it's in tamei odom kelim, so the mishkaf elyon of the zav, the mishkaf elyon of the zav, whether mishkaf elyon of the zav, the initial zav, means, as Rashbam says, shehichi hazav b'kafnisnayim, esoeich v'nirmashkin shebekafshniyo, or it means a baguette shemiktsosei hazav v'miktsosei nikra aloretz, that's the initial zav. The initial zav is only mitamei ich v'nirmashkin. It's not mitamei odom again. Why the more learns it out from its person that nitki hakosuk v'tumechmuo v'tumekal, that it's only, it has a din of a rish. A rish cannot transmit tume to an odom kelim. Only an av can transmit tume to odom kelim. A rish can transmit tume to a chulam mashkin. So the halacha is that a yedi shel zav has the status of a rish. It can only be mitame a chulam mashkin. It cannot be mitame odom kelim. But the mishkaf tachtin of zav of inigo is an avatum, so it can transmit to me, to the other Mekelim as well. So the halacha is that a Beil Nido is Nitame, but the Mishkaf Tachti of a Beil Nido has the same status of Tume, the same degree of Tume as the Yeni Shozah. What is the degree of Tume of the Yeni Shozah? Tume Kaur. It's a Rish. It can only be Nitame Yechel Mashkin. It cannot transmit to me to other Mikhailim. But a tachting shows up is an avatum. So the tachting of a Beil Nido has the same degree of tume, the same status of tume as the Eliyei shows up. Eliyei shows up is a Rishi, can only transmit to me to Yechul Mashkin. So the tachting of Beil Nido can only transmit to me to Yechul Mashkin. So, Vakusin, Mitamin, Mishkaptachte, Ikeri. In other words, that the Kusin, the husbands of the Kusios, of the Kusios, of the Lois Kusin, so they, Misopik, they had the din of Beir Mido, so the male had Beir Mishtaptachten. Is it Mishtaptachten of a Beir Mido? But Aloha is, Exerzakoso, that the Mishtaptachten of a Beir Mido is not as homo as the Mishtaptachten of a Mido. The Mishtaptachten of a Mido is not, and it's the Tamar of the Kemi. The Mishtaptachten of a Beir Mido has the same status as the Elyei. As the Elyei Shalzav, as the Mishkat Elyei, as the Elyei Shalzav, the Elyei Shalzav of the Nido is only Mitame Echonomashki. So the Mishkat Tachten of the Boyal Nido is only Mitame Echonomashki. It's a Rishon to me. But not Mitame of the Kelly, it does not have a being of Adam. Fakus in Tam Mishkat Tachten Kelly, with the Shem Beyal Nidis, why are the Beyal Nidis? The Yeshu is out of Dambu Dam. They don't distinguish between one mare and the other mare. So if a woman will start seeing just Yam Yorek, they will consider that as the first day of the news. Even though the Damodim shall only start seeing on the third day. So Alpinish, the first day of the Shiva Shimei Minus should be the third day. But they will go through it after the seventh day is of the first day, which consisted of Damyolik, but it's like going through it after 5 days, not after 7 days. So she remains in Nido. So we made her the husband, but we don't know whether this happened in any particular situation. So the Kutsin, the husbands, have the being of a Sophie Bill. The Yesha for Damidam, but since it's only Sophie, so the male, if let's say a pussy enter the Azore, so it cannot be highly called, because we don't know whether it's coming. Is it Sophic coming? So when Hayomina will be as Nikos, we see it when a tumor, and if a pussy touched the tumor, so we have to consider it as tumor play on the Sophic, but not with the Rasvadai, so maybe it's failing. We cannot eat it. Kehani cannot eat it, but to burn it, we're not allowed, because there is an Isa to burn Trumoteo, Mishmeres Kole Isa. But if it's Tamei, it's a mitzvah to burn it. But in this case, the Trumo that was handled by the Kusi is only Sophic Meo. So the Meo, it's still in Seyopit. The Seyopit now is a Trumo, Mishet, Tumoso, so. Now the Rashi. The Kusi now is also that Kusi, but more than 4 Tachtenkei, before the morning, Shachotam Vidam, to him out the whole habit of the young years, Shachotam Vidam, Shavuot, the Lord of the Yorick, Yen, she saw him in the days, Vizutakorile, Shimre, Dam Yorick, Kayim, Matsheres, and the Shisho, Vihu, Yutire, Vizimanides, Dabodom, and Menel, and Yuli of the Shano, Vizi Dam Yorick, Toyo, and the Yashio, it's the Holiness. In Hayom Nolale, Vishin is Hasim, some God, and the Hasim, Vigosh, Potomikom, Oy no, we some body show me, Shkofi, Tumo, Taylor, we are dinner, in leader, in the boy. We all the old man, the wisdom of Mayhays, we say, ready, Rabbon, and he. Now, and what the Mishnah says, that the Mishnah says that they are Tome, Bivadai, so that is in Rabbon. In other words, meet the Rabbon, they are becoming Bivadai. Midrash say it all depends upon the mitzvahs, so it's only something. Hey Chadom, idik ochotzien. The Mishnah says neiskusim midis marisos from the cradle. There is a time. So idik ochotzien, that we know that something got aberration or happened, and the little girl neiskusis, so she saw that moving. Afun donames, why you need neiskusim? The time of this Mishnah holds that Kusim Gerenge say, so they're like Neis Yisroel. So why does he say Neis Kusim Yisroel? Vidloiko Chazia, Vidunamela. So why should they be more homo than Neis Yisroel if they didn't see that? Oma Rabbe Begrabach, Eba Rabbuna, Oma Rab Sheishes, Hoch Ema Yaskinom Bistome. We don't know what happened. Dichi Vidi Kemiute, Dichadzia, Chayishinom. Since there is a means, who sit down, so Yahweh Shish, who man tamin haish ni yute, Rebbe Meir, it Tanje, kochen Kdamen, wir sind in der Leute, die haben ihn. Die Reb Meier, that ich kochen in der Kdamen, ich kann nicht in der Kruize, ich kann nicht in der Leben. Und wir Reb Meier, die Formatisch in der Kruize, der Kruize ist weg, sie ist kostenbar. Wir bejagten zu Isch, so nicht spät auf der Kruize, wo wir kochen. Ela bat en, bat shin nisho ish, that in nisho ektano is also mufkas of it. But, why not even? Matam in yam. So if it's a kopen ben tes, so da loch is, that the osi bie, so the yibn should be a yib. Matam in yam. Oma lo en, so rabbi yasek lachachomi, kopen shemu yimotzi sois, because as long as he is a cotton, as the yogi is a cotton, we cannot be sure that he is not a source. It can only be determined at the age of 18 or at the age of 20. So the male don't allow a cotton to be miyabu because of the possibility when he goes out, maybe it will turn out that he is a source. And he saw me, so the yivone is not zokuk to him, there is no ziki, is not. If the young is his always, so she's not so chlitze. So maybe if she's not so chlitze, so then it's a misha sachsho in the mitzvah, so it's a misha boys. So, and I learn this also, because we learn out from the posik that he had akom ashev, so lav bar akom ashevu, ve'im in itzug av yadu, ve'im ayonis, ve'im shikem tepchoga, ve'im dim yadu, we will meet when he says, "Oh, the chinam, the elbow, the chorus." So he achish. But on the cotton, she means the songs. Tano, she not in silence. He needs to pay the elbow, she not in mitzvah. The rabbanon, they say, "Can be miyam." Zil basarube, iktan. The rei iktan loves this. Most tani are not so easy. So we know we don't have to be chinish for the meal. But according to Rav Meir, we have to be for a meal. So maybe this Mishnah called to Rav Meir. So that's why according to Rav Meir, some in the Rabbonon we give a tune. And Kusin, and this Kusin, maybe something happened. Eva Bishom is Rav Meir, Mute Bishriach. Avon Mute Bishriach, Loi. Mute Bishriach, Loi. Mishom is Rav. So the Gemara says, "On Amu Miyuta Nishpeach." Itani Omer Rabbi Yisi, "Maise Beimu Nitfilu Okeidei Nima." So the Gemara says, "We will take away the infant, Keidei Nima." The Omer Rabbi, "Maise Beishoim Nitfilu Okeidei Nima." Why? Because the baby also menstruated. So we see that it happened in the days of Rabbi Yisi and it happened in the days of Rebbe. The Omar Rabbi Yitzhak, Maizeh Bivise, the Biruo Kingdom Nimu. Biruo Kingdom Nimu. Alright. The Ibu Moki Pino Nimu Yoranis in Kingdom. Tiberis in the Dalla. Ubito Rasa Yemu Yamani, Shenildo. The Biruo Kingdom Nimu, Vishumada Trume, Ibu Vishon Dat Israel. Pumpadise Hutlores. So they had to be taken. The Rabbi Yitzchak, Omri, Vomashmur, Tumas Kutlo, Vazasuro, Elohim Ishe Tumo Yitzchak Migufe, Vihane Milevachire, Avodim Gialoi. So even if someone who is affected with the Tumo Yitzchak Migufe, let's say like a Balkari, or a needle, so only she cannot eat it. But if he touches it, the Thomas Hutzlaret, a kid can steal it. Since the whole tumor of Hutzlaret is in Rabbanon, so the Chachomim didn't apply the Dini tumor, Ligabi Thomas Hutzlaret, Ligabi Nigir, insofar as the Gir is concerned. And Ligabi Achilo, so only. So, if someone is, let's say, a kid, is in Tommy Thomas Mess, now Chutzlaretz, everybody is Tommy, because the Chachomim were against the Tumah Leretz Amon. and it's like Tumas Nes, but still, again, in Chutz Loretz is allowed to be Tumas Chutz Loretz, because it's in Rabbanon Shemele, Chachamim didn't apply the dini of Tumah, except one kind of Tumah, Tumah Yetzim Yudin. Let's say Balkeri, Ikeyan will not be allowed to eat. A Balkeri, Ikeyan will not be allowed to eat Tumas Kuzmores. Or a Nishes Keyan, a Nido, while she is a Nido, will not be allowed, like this, a Nishes Keyan, so he is allowed to eat Tumas. But Tumas Kuzmores, so a Nishes Keyan, a Nido, will not be allowed. Because it's a Tumas, it's a Nido. But that's only the Gabi Achille, but the Gabi Ngie, even if the tumor was touched by Balkeri, Tumas Chutz Loretz, he saw it's still muta to be eaten, to be eaten. So Mele, so what is the purpose of being Madbir, the little baby? All she can do, I mean, she's not going to eat anyway, a little baby, I mean, who is 14 days, 15 days old. So he's not going to eat, he's not in a position to eat tumor. So only thing is might touch it. But in Thomas Kusov's Asura, we should be eating good man in the deal, even if the little baby will come in contact with the Thomas Kusov, it will not become contaminated. So Amamazutre, the reason is why they had to be taken the little girl, because there is a lot of sikhakisiye. So the Mele, we are not allowed to be mahir to a tome that is affected with the tuma yitzim gufe tumo. So the Mele, for the same reason, we are not allowed to anoint a little girl that is affected with the tumma yitzim gufi, let's say she is a nido, with shemesh of tumma. So that was the purpose of being matvil, the little girl. Alright. We need to call the same for shemesh of tumma. We can't be able to how much concept in Israel. Ashi avim radishem, le rabbins, zasoch, vezashenis. Sheis, a woman we call, see the chorachile. Le rabbins, zasoch, ishenis. So why then the halacha should be that every little Jewish girl should be mitamim arisa son, because maybe she menstruated. So the Gemara says, Anan didashinon isho veisho, because the Torah says in the parsha of Nino, the Torah says veisho, veisho. So we learn out that even a tineikes basimechot, if she sees the amino, she becomes male. So we know that. So male, we don't have to chesish because we are sure that the parents of this little girl, they certainly know if she menstruated, so they know about it. So they'll keep her away from Truma. Mashiach in the Kursim, they are not Boki and they are not Zoya in all these aloches. So we may let the Chachomim at the beginning. You have gone on and on, Dashim and Yishon, Yishon, Chazim, Yishon, Yishon, in Dashim, Yishon, 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 Yishon. Alright, now let's see that.
Means wine, and it says how can you eat wine? You can drink wine, not Eat wine, the answer is, drinking is also how comes within a halakha. Finish Hamburg, call Achille, but to become a man, call the Gabriel Roshi for you. He offered Hashim with the legal name, with Tamikulma and Soso. Alright. I just want to go over the faces in the dark to see it from Achille, and then the other faces. Alright. See it from Achille. Wie tei ba bechel koei ba reiti ka bechele lomo ni kol nefesh. So the rabbi says, so we have a special zakosa that if somebody drinks chele in Israel, why do we need a special zakosa? There is a general halacha that see ba bechel. The yesh leima ad ashmiu non de chele bi mito shmeichel. In other words, two of them. During the general halacha, the seer of Achille. And that we learn out from the halakha of the Gong Chotereshna in Tzorach. So the Torah employs the term halakha in respect to a liquid. So we see that seer is one. If the seer is the halakha. But I could say, two seer of Achille. But that shayach will be wine. Where the natural state of wine is in the form of a liquid. Masha'inkin chile, where the natural state of chile is in the form of a salmon. But you can liquefy it. I mean, that's it. That's your own physics. I mean, everything can exist in three forms. I mean, in the solid form, the liquid form, and the gaseous form. But there is always the natural state. So, let's say, so wine, the natural state of wine is liquid, but chile, the natural state, is solid. So maybe if we take the zakoso of kol nefesh, I would say to the seer of achile. But since the natural state of chile is solid, so the liquid form of chile is not the rosa, if not for the zakoso. So that's why we need the zakoso, that even though naturally it's not in a liquid form, chile is in a solid form, and it was artificially liquefied, so it still remains the same divorce. If it is the same divorce, and of course, how is the chile realized? We see it. But the purpose of this philosophy is to be advised that even the liquid state is not a natural form, it's not a natural state, but still it remains the same divorce. Uchishen and batzmeis. Now, here there's something strange in this Gemara. First, the Gemara says, Moloshin, that so that we learn out from the Pasuk Vayikra. And then the mind, the more mentions prosecutory, and even that prosecutor does not deal with halachas. I mean, the prosecutor is descriptive of the tithes of the Rosh. So Vatovei Kamayim Bikir Beyoche Shemen Ba'atzmeisa. So it's only a smarte. So it's... So, after mentioning the real posik from the Torah, so the Gemara mentions a posik from the Ilim and Asmach. Vim tema the Torah Mais Matema or the Mais Asmach. In Ferik, how do we know that's an Asmach? The Ferik from Akiva now, the Sikhadim Akipurim was. That Sikhadim Akipurim is us. That's one of the five in the Ilim. Apokishin. So the Gemara says, Apokishin. I only don't know. Zeichalidom. Shenema atolik mayim bikir. So the Gemara uses the Rosh Zeichalidom. So we see it's not the Rosh Gemur. If it's the Rosh Gemur, then the Gemara wouldn't use the expression Zeichalidom. It's a Rayalidom. It's the Rosh Gemur. Then there are the Tal. Because of the Chalidu Nana Smachte. In the Fair Kalisrofi in Dashim in the Tebel, the Mist. Who Fair Kamil is Rochim in Midrash in Rosh Achim. ומדי רייסל אהבי סוף כשאיס וחייבי עם הכרקוד ותיבה בין חיוב עם קורס So what does Rabbi Tam say? Rabbi Tam says that in this Rosh Hashanah Chalu, that the rabbis Sasoch Kishense is only a smart. And Midraise, it's not us to be so, if for a Zah, to be so to an intim soul, we too. Because so, Midraise, we don't say it's Sirekishi. But it's Mirabon. So it's not smart, so seriously. So the more is first masmir and a positive in the floor, and then the more is masmir a positive kill. So, but why is it necessary? The answer is because that smach the killing is more explicit than the other smach. And that's why the more mentions the positive, the smach the killing, after it was mentioned, the smach of the Torah. So it's a big finish of Rabbah. That in the Reise we do not say Sikha Kisye in Truma. Only the Rabbah. And in the Reise we have a soft Kisye. We can even do the Makipur. So things we see is, so two things we see here. Two points we see here in these places. There is a Makrekes Rishen as to whether that the other Inuim might do that Kipur is in the Reise also or only also the Rabbah. So there are some Rishayim who say it's also the Reise. So those Rishayim who say that it's also the Reise, so we don't have to resort to a halacha of Sikha Kisiyah in the Reise. Because there is certainly no halacha that you are Sasamu Kisiyah. And still, according to many Rishayim, so all the five Inuim are also the Reise. But Elab and Kores, so that only applies to a chinesi. But the other way, we are sasandal, chitze, sirche, kashmishamito. So according to the Rambam, it's also in Raise. So why is it also in Raise? So because it comes within the essay of the Nisek, the Snapshi Sikh. So in other words, so by the keeper, besides the law, as a matter of fact, there is no explicit law regarding a Achilu Sia of Yom, but he will deduce it through the Midrash Akhil Dreshet, but there is a law. It doesn't make any difference whether there is an explicit law or is deduced, but there is a law. But besides the law of Achilu Sia, there is an essay of Achilu Sia. And in the essay, there are also two aspects in the essay. First of all, there is a Nisaras. If somebody needs an Kippur, so he's either a Nisaras. And then if somebody fasts an Kippur, he's becoming a Mitzvah. The same way as when a Jew puts on tefillin. So he's becoming a Mitzvah. When a Jew fasts an Kippur, he refrains from eating and drinking. So he's becoming a Mitzvah. So according to many Mishenim, So all the five Inuim come within the mitzvah of the Nisanes of Shesechem, so it's in the Reise. Now, Teisve Shite is not like the Rambam, and Teisve Shite is that even Sichem, in respect to which we say, Sichem is Sichem, so it's only us on the Rambam. Allah has come of the Hamo, the other Inuim, the Chitzer, the Sassandal, the other Inuim, is certainly only us on the Rambam. So in other words, so it's Rabbi Tam is chilik and Rishayim on two points. First of all, Rabbi Tam is chilik and the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, all the five Inuim are Reise. All the five Inuim are Reise. And then Rabbi Tam says, even in respect to Truma, it's only the Rambam. The Rambam Shit is not like that. The Rambam Shit is, in respect to Truma, the Rambam says, that if a Zah will take Shemesh of Tumor and he will anoint his body with the Shemesh of Tumor, he will be Chayim in Kerem Nechidesh. Because there is a parasha in the Torah that if a Zah is Eichel or Sheise Tumor, so he's Chayim in Kerem Nechidesh. V'yish, v'yitcho chol beis, posit v'bal, v'yish, ki yei chal kinesh b'shkogo, ויוסף חמישי סויולוב, ויוסף לקרינס הקבש, וחלו הסקוצ'ים לישראל, זה שיובים לו הנשם, ויסיעו איסון, אבל אשמו דוח לא מסקוצ'ים, כמי הנשם קאצ'ו. So there is a parashim the Torah, that if what is Zah is Echot Chumo, what does it mean? Vish. Kirkesh, it means Izzah. Izzah. So if Izzah is Echot Chumo, is Chayev, he carried the Chimesh, that's a Kapore. That's a Kapore. So the Rambam mentions, now, the Rambam mentions that if somebody will annoy you, Izar will anoint himself with Shemesh of Tumor, he will also be Chayev Ikar HaChidosh. According to Rabbi Tamir, not be Chayev Ikar HaChidosh. It's only Rabbah. How can be Chayev Ikar HaChidosh? But the Rambam says that it's Chayev Ikar HaChidosh. פרק י' מלכס חומס הלוך הלאה זור שאוכל תרומו בשגוגו משם עם קרן החימץ אף על פי שהיא ידע שהיא תרומו ושהוא ניוזר עולה אבל יודע אם חייב לו מיסו עם לב הרי זו שגוגו ומשם עם קרן החימץ איך הוא דעיך על דובו שדלקי לאחד ואיך הוא דעשי עושה דובו שדלקי להשתץ ואיך הוא דעסוך דובו שדלקי לעושה ואיך הוא דעסוך דובו שדלקי לעושה is Chayev Kerem Chayev. So the Rambam is Chayev Kerem Chayev. Shenema bo yichalu eskochi bi Yisrael, li rabis zaso, vi echot, ho yichal tumateiro, itmeiro, bishgobo misham Kerem Chayev, vichayev Chayev, zash yichal kazayis, shenema ki yichal kinish bishgobo, vi yachil at chusa bi kazayis, uchshim shachil astruma bi kazayis, kachsiyo bi kazayis. Anyway, so we see that Rabotam is Chilik and the Rambam on two outlets. First of all, the Rambam Shiti is that the Hamisha Yunim by Mikipeh is only Rabbanon. So the other Yunim certainly goes without saying according to Rabotam. But even Siyah that we say Siyah, I mean even Sikha, that we say Sikha Bechlau Siyah, so it's also only Rabbanon. And then Rabbi Tam Shiti is that even Rabbi Trumo is only Rasmachte. So being Rabbi Tam, they call him Yichalu Nama Rasmachte. If he can Yisrof in Darshim and he tell him Bimiso, who he can be Yisroch in Midrash Nidosh Ha'achite, who me the right to have a soft kishetz, v'chim me ima kippur, v'tei da v'chayom v'kores and v'choshes in Lubav, so it's a right to Rasmachte. I mean, what did the Rambam say? Kores? Because the love and chorus that apply only to Achil Nisir, not the other Elohim. But there is an Issa the Reitzel and there is an essay of the Nisir in regard to all Elohim. We think the Chaykolom chorus of Achil Nisir, Vav, Vav, and Anu Fel Bas and Yume, Mishi Shuftot in Reishe, Soch Kidar Kim in Reishish. Now, if it had been Reitzel, how could it be put there for someone who is thought in the Reishe, what would all those Rishim who say that is Reishe, what would they do in this Aloche? The answer is, because only Sicha Derech Tanuk is Osa. Rechitza Derech Tanuk is Osa. But the Rechitza Sheinish Derech Tanuk is not Osa. Suppose someone touched something and his hands became soiled, dirty. He's allowed by the keeper to wash off the dirt. Why? But it's an Issa the Reishe. How can we be matter in Issa the Reishe because it's dirty? The answer is only the Chitza Shel Tanuk is also. So Sikha also, only Sikha Shel Tanuk, if he does it for pleasure, but if he does it because he has bruises on his head, and then he does it as a refuah, so it's not a Sikha Shel Tanuk. Alright, anyway. Read them Rabbatam. Didavki Sikha Shemen Asmichu Rabban Nako. ויוסף לרבון. אבל שיחה של שום החזיר ושל חילה שם. So the רמתם שתיז, that the רמתם is a big maker here, in regard to seven kisi. Number one, he says, if by Trumo it's only that's mach, and by Mekipa it's only Yosef לרבון. And then he says, even on the רבון level, only שיחה שם, but any other שיחה, not שם, is not even Moser, the רבון. So he says, דף כי שיחה שבן אסמכו לבן נקור ויוסה מרבון אבל שיחה של שמן חזיה ושל חילה שם ובפרק כלשהו הוא אומר המילי החילה של שרניסקו על גבי מקוסי פוטר אבו עושה סוריץ עושה, אולי זה תעושה עושה משום יוסה מלוי בגלל שרניסקו יוסה מלוי so it's not on the basis of שיחה כסיר but in so far as the halacha of שיחה כסיר is concerned which is a דרבונון so it's a דרבונון it the rabbonon applies only to shemen, not to anything else. But as far as shemen is concerned, so it's not limited only to truma and to yikika. As far as shemen is concerned, it applies to everything, to all this of the rabbonon. But it doesn't apply to other sichas, only to shemen. Now it seems that the rishonim agree with this rabbonon that the halacha of sicha kisiye applies only to Shem, not to any other sikhs. Not to any other sikhs. However, the core shita is to the contrary. The shita sakori is that with the Rabbanon, we say, sikha kisiye. Sikha kisiye no isur. In other words, according to the core, a person will not be allowed to use soap that is made from chil, or made from lard. Made from love. So, why? Because, but the Rishonim in general, we agree with the Shita from the time that the halacha of Sikha Kisiye, even on the Rabbanon level, is limited only to Shem. Alright. Now, Tesis mentions Arayi, Tesis mentions Arayi, from the time mentions Arayi, that another aloch. So that is the Rambam. The Rambam passes that if he zar is soch, the shemesh of Trumo, so is chayu lechene a keren lechemesh. So he holds it's not an asmat. So it's in the Gemara, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies it to a eichel as a hever. Gemara daf pi gimel in Sanhedrin. Daf pi gimel amud aleph. Now, in this coming Sedra, so we have all the Isuri in connection with Trum. So we have allowed, that the Zar is not allowed to eat Trum. That's in Vayikoch of Beis prosecute. The whole Zor, Yechal Kedish, Tishak Kirin, Visochinir, Yechal Kedish. What does it mean by Kedesh? Kedesh means Truma. So Rashi says, Leichel Kedesh, Bitruma Akosim Udame, Shekol Indian Dibabo. That's the love against the Zav Idritum. Chosali Yichokinish. Tishabkin Yisochel Yichokinish. Then the Torah says, in Vayikoch HaBeis, Posik Yudale, Tesuof, Tesayah, Veyishki Yichokinish Bishkoko, Veyosah. What do you mean, Veyishki Yichokinish Bishkoko? That means, Izar, if he eats Tumor Bishkoko, Veyosah Hamishi Seyolov, so he has to add to the Keren Chinesh, Veyosah Lakin is a Kinish. Veyichalu is Kochid in Israel, is a Shirovim Ladishan. So the Gemara says that this love of Yichal Veskochev Yisrael is a Shiyodim Ulad Hashem, has reference to Yichal Teva. Why Yichal Teva? After all, the previous pasuk deals with the Yisrael of Izar and Struma. It says, V'yishki Yichal Kiddush Bishkoko, V'yosef Hamish Yosef Yorov, V'yosef Lakir is a Kiddush. And when we Yichalolei, as Kochim in Yisroel, is Asher Yorinu Ad Hashem, as a Yari Hashem. So that means that there is so we should say that we Yichalolei also has reference to Izar, who eats Tumor, because the previous pasuk deals with Izar. The answer is, we couldn't say that this pasuk this law, has reference to Izar who eats Tumor, because insofar as Izar who eats Tumor is concerned. So the Torah already mentioned in pasuk Yud, V'cholzor v'yichol kedesh, Tishav kinyan v'zochor v'yichol kedesh. Why again? So even though pasuk this law follows immediately upon pasuk Yudalet, and Pasuk Yudalet deals with Izar who eats Truma, but Pasuk Tezvov deals with the person, whether it's Izar, or Yisroel, or a Kehen, who eats them. This is what the Gemara says. Who eats them? Dom HaShemur B'Shem Rabbez, Abinayim Reich, was a terrible shuk, he said, Shenema V'Yilchau Eskochev Yisroel, Eisa Shiyorim Ulad Hashem, since the future is used, Eisa Shiyorimu, that they will be taken. Apparently, it was not Nitram as yet. What could it have reference to? Trumo. Trumo is already Nitram. Why did it say, Asha Yorumo, that will be Nitram in the future? Obviously, this love has reference to Tevo. That's why the future tense is employed by the Torah. Will you hallow a scotching the Israel? Is Asher Yorimul Adishem. So that means Beichel Teva Lakosav Midav. Asher Yorimul Adishem Vasidim Mitra Lakosav Midav. So here we have a lot. How do we know there is a chiyuv of Misa Nishamayim? So since here the Torah uses in connection with Teva the term of Yichalelu, and the Torah uses the term Yichalel in connection with Truma too. Minayim's shit. I said, well, V'yalif chilul Truma, chilul b'Truma. Mal halom b'mise by Truma. If Izar eats Truma, so Yischayev b'mise, Afkam b'mise. Now, where is it mentioned that if somebody thank you.
the machines going? Is that the machines going?
In connection with Isa, in connection with the kid who eats Truma Bitumose. So the Torah says, Ubo Hashem is Vitoria, Vahayuch, and Akochin Klachmi, when they will pray for Eich, how the Tom of Wani Abishem, Vishomu as Mishmar, people in Israel of Chay, who in Mesube, Ki Yehalu, Ani Abishem Mikach. So that means, so Yehalu is mentioned in Posik Tes, in connection with Truma. So since Yehalu is mentioned in connection with Truma, and the Haluluo is mentioned here too in connection with Tevu. So Viyali Chilu Chilu Vitrumo Mal Halom Mise. That the posik tes. So in connection with someone who eats Trumo Vitumas Kupe. So the term the Torah uses the expression the Haluluo Chilu, and here also Chilu, just as over there. It's Nisim Bishamayim. So here, when the Torah says, "Uilchalu eskochet Yisrael sashorimu ladishem basid mitre tevo," also Nisim Bishamayim. So anyway, so we have, so the Gemara and Darshan supplies the pasuk of Uilchalu eskochet Yisrael sashorimu ladishem basid mitre makosek nidabe. So it is reference to tevo. So that's Rav Netan's raya. That this drosh is rasmachta, because here the Gemara Darshitz deduces from the possible chalis koshem in Israel. The rabbi says, "So, as he, the posik of the chalis koshem in Israel has reference to Izar, who is soch trumo, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies it not to trumo. We don't need any lab." Because we have love already, because it's only Yichud Kedesh. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies it to one who eats devil. So the Mele, that's a raya, that this droshe of the Yichalalu is an asma. That's what Ram tells us. Now, that should present the Kashe against the Rambam. Because the Rambam passes that is Chayat Keren Chedesh. So the Rambam Shiti is, it's not an asma, it's a droshe Gemara. It's a drosh mure. Now, if it's a drosh mure, so how can we learn how from that posik that Izar and Yisoch with Trumo, Shemesh of Trumo, is higher, that posik doesn't even deal with Trumo, it deals with devil. Now, let's see the Loshna Ramba. From this Gemara, it's mashma. If we say it's not an asmachte, so it's mashma, it's a mitzvah raiz. We got it trumo. Sichas trumo. So it's a mitzvah raiz. So the Rambam should mention, when he mentions the law that applies to Izar or its trumo, he should mention that the same law of Chozal, Yechot Kedesh, that implies that Izar is allowed to eat and to drink trumo, it also implies that Izar is not allowed to be soch trumo. And the Rambam doesn't mention about being soch trumo. He doesn't mention anything about being soch trumo. Thank you. The Rambam Perek Vov Hilchos Trumos. Halacha says as follows. Chazor also le'achal trumos. Shenema v'chol zar le'ichol kiddush. Afilo yetish et keir, yischili shenema tish et keir, yisochir le'ichol kiddush. Tisham ze sochir eilom, sochir ze sochir shom. So that's the law. That his zar is not allowed to eat trumos. Chol zar le'ichol kiddush. Then the Rambam says, so the Rambam mentions here only that Izar is not allowed to eat, but he doesn't say about Sikha, he doesn't mention a word about Sikha. Then the Rambam in Perek Zayin, so he mentions Alohim, Perek Zayin Alohim Yud. Kein all also lechel bitruma bidintel. Shari nema teisha bisocher bitruma. Vinema teisha bisocher bipesach. Ma teisha bisocher omu bipesach. Or lo sabay. A teisha bisocher omu bitruma. Or lo sabay. Vim ocha lei, vim ocha lei ke nateire. So the Rambam should mention here, in regard to the Yisra of Nor, not to eat truma, that a Nor is not allowed to be sold with Shemesh of Truma. Doesn't mention. So whenever the Rambam discusses the law of the Yisra Achille, of Izzah, to eat Truma, he doesn't mention the Tzich Yisrisi. And when he discusses the Yisra of Nor to eat Truma, he doesn't mention the Aloha of Tzich Yisrisi. Where does the Rambam mention this Aloha of Tzich Yisrisi? And according to the Rambam, it's Yitroshe Gmure, then the Rambam mentions in connection with Hasoch Zar Shesoch Shem Shom Tumo Ligabi Keren Chesh. So the question is, he should mention it in connection with the Etzem Lav of Achilles Tumo, of Zor Yechol Kedesh, or the Lav of all to Yit Tumo. So, Ligabi the Yisrael of Zar to Yit Tumo, the Yisrael of all to Yit Tumo, he doesn't mention Sira Kisir. He only mentions it in Perek Yud, in connection with Zah, Shesoch, Mishay, Bishgob, Shemesh of Truma, that is Chayef Kermchench. Now, the Rambam mentions it. In Perek Yud, I mentioned before, in Perek Yud, Haloch Aleph and Meitz, Zoh, Shoch, Truma, Bishgob, Mishay, Kermchench, Avo Pish Yedea, Shay, Truma, ושהוא מוזר עליו, אבל יודע אם חי עולה מיסו, אם לא, הרי זו שגובו ומשל עם קרן וחמש. איך עוד איך על דובו של דלקי לאחר, ואיך עוד השני זה דובו של דלקי לשתיס, ואיך עוד הסוך, דובו של דלקי לא שיח, שנמה ולחלו אסקוצ'ית לישראל, לרבי זה הסוך. לרבי זה הסוך. Now, so the question is, more of שך, it's a דרוש של מורה, and it applies regarding the Chiyuv Kerem Chedesh, so it's also should apply regarding the Lav. So the Rambam should say that if Izar will be soch himself with Shem Shom Tumah, he's Chayav Malkes, he's Chayav Bizeh Shamayim, Sira Kisiyeh, if it's a Drosh Gemura. So there when he discusses the Lav of Zor Yechol Kedesh, or the Lav of a Nor eating Trumo, so he doesn't say that Sira is Kisiyeh, only in connection with Kermit. So the question is why? Now, what I'm saying, so I heard from my father Zechariah Brache, but curiously, the same thing is mentioned in my own Sefer. At the end, in the Tshuva to Sabbath, the same thing. Now, the Rambam, let's see what the Rambam says. In Perek Yudale of Trumas. So the Rambam says as follows. Perek Yudale of Milches Trumo Halocha. Hatrumo nitenes la'achilo u'nisiye u'nisiche she'asicho hikisiyo. She'nema v'atobe kamayim v'kiyote u'chishemen v'atzmeizo v'asiye v'chol achil. So it is interesting. Here the Gemara in this Kusim mentions two psukim as to why Sikha is Kisiyah Ligabi Trumo. One posik is V'lechalu, Eskotchim in Israel. The rabbi is a zaso. The other posik is the posik in Tilim. Vatovei kamayim bikilvei uchishemem vatzmei Yisrael. So this is shite is nasmachte. Both are nasmachte. The Rambam shite we saw is not nasmachte. He's chayv kel v'chemesh. But when the Rambam discusses the chiyuv of kel v'chemesh, so the Rambam says, Zar shoch tumo bishgog mishal kel v'chemesh, echod eichol doba shetal kel v'achel, v'echod ashis e doba shetal kel ishtes, v'echod asor doba shetal kel osir, shenema v'yichal u eskotchim v'yisroel v'rabi s'asor. So he mentions the first rosh. But in Perek Yudale, where he doesn't discuss the chiluf kiyar v'chemesh, but he just says, "Hatchumo nitenes la'achim elisiyeh ulisichet she'asichet elikisiyeh shenem avatov ikamayim ubikirvei uchishemem ba'atzmei sot v'asiyeh bechval achir." So he says, "Hatchumo nitenes la'achim elisiyeh ulisichet she'asichet elikisiyeh." What does Rambam mean? "Hatchumo nitenes la'achim elisiyeh." What does it mean? "Nitenes la'achim elisiyeh." Obviously, because Trumo, so not only is Trumo also is Ori, but the Keren is the kind of mitzvah when he has Trumo. And it makes a broch. It's mentioned in the Rambam. Perek Tesvot. Milchas Truma, that's the last halacha in Milchas Truma. Halacha Chavis, Kolayich of Truma, Mivorech, Birkas Eisi Machel, Vahakei Mivorech, Hashem Yishon Yisrisa, Vitzivonu, Lechel Betruma. Lechel Betruma. Why? Vikach Kibalu Viroyimu Eiso, Mivorechim, Afilu Bechalas Chutzlovas, Shekam Achilas Kotchi Abru, Ki Abim, שנאמר, אבידס מטורו אתינס קונס. So there is a mitzvah, אכילס תרומו. So, what, this is what the Rambam means in פרק י"ד. מלכס תרומס, הלוך א', התרומו ניתנס לאכיל ולסיר. In other words, אכילס תרומו is a mitzvah. That's an איכו. Let's say, you have a כיפה של תרומו. So then, the mitzvah is אכילס. What's about יין של תרומו? So the mitzvah is sire. What's about shemen shel tchumo? So the mitzvah is sire. In other words, so that's the aloche by tchumo. The tchumo is nitenes leachile lisiye lisiche. By whom? By keir. So that's why the Rambam says in Perek Yudalef in Chastrumes aloche ale hatchumo nitenes leachile lisiye ulisiche sheasiche yikisiye. שנאמר ועטובי כמיים בקיר בהם וחישבת בעצמי סוף ועשייה בכל אחיו לאחר דובו שדר כלאחר ולישתיס דובו שדר כלישתיס ולוסר דובו שדר כלוסר דובו שדר כלוסר. So in other words, Trumo is nitten לאחיו ולשיא ולשיח. The חפצה of Trumo is nitten לאחיו ולשיא ולשיח. What is Nitro Achille? What is Nitro Isir? What is Nitro Isir? If it is the kind of a thing that is the derech to be Eichel, let's say a Kiva Shom Trumo, so then it's Nitro Achille. If it is the kind of a thing that is the derech to be Sheise, like Yain Shom Trumo, so it's Nitro Isir like Yain. If it is the derech to be used in Sire, let's say Sheme, what is the most common use of Sheme? Not drink Sheme. Who drinks Sheme? But in other words, it is the most common use is to in sirche. So mele it's nitten le sirche by keir. So in other words, so there is a haloche by trumo that the chepze is nitten. The chepze of trumo is imi. It's nitten le yochel al keir le sheise. It's nitten le sir al keir. It's nitten le sirche al keir. If it is a chepze that is adapted for sir. So then it's written with sir al the keir. And when the keir, and the keir uses it, the sir is the kind of mitzvah. It's written with sir. Just as peris shviz, there is a loche of meat. Now the peris shviz, so there is a mitzvah of eating peris shviz. One second, there is a mitzvah of eating peris shviz with the shosah. So by Truma also there is a mitzvah. We say broche. So there is a halacha of nitu. And then the same halacha of nitu, the Rambam mentions in regard to my Sashem, Perigimo, Milchas my Sashemi, Halochayu, my Sashemi, Nitin la Achille, Usie, Shenema, Beochalter, Fiat, Shemokeho, Visichakisi. So the same thing, in Perigimala, he has Tumo, he says, Atumo, he tells Achille, Usie, Usicho, Shasiha, Kisie, Shenema, Atomic, Amai, Bikil, Shem, Basmiso. And here in Perigimu Maizashem in the Ravai, he says, Maizashem in the Achim, you see, Shalema, we'll hold it there, Shabokiako, we see it, you see. So you see it, that's the posik of Vatomi Kamayu Bikirbei, Uchishemen, Beatzmeis. So in other words, we see the Rambam, here we have two psuki. One posik is Lechau, the Rabbi's Raso. Then the Rambam mentions in connection with Kerl Chemosh. Then the other question is, what do we combine with Kirby? Then the Rambam mentions not in connection with Karen, but in connection with the Aloch of Nid. The Jews said the Kikash of Trumo is Nid to Achil or the Kayen. So Shemesh of Trumo is Nid to Lizich or the Kayen. And the Kayen is Mikhail Mitzvah, if he saw himself with Shemesh of Trumo. So, what's the pshat? Why is it the Rambam mentions the two Droshes together? Now, and Monef Shachim, there is a loche of Sikha Kisiyye, and the Kodik, the Rambam, it's not an asmacht, it's a Rosh Yimure. So the Rambam should mention it in Perik Vov and in Perik Zayin as well. In Perik Vov, where he mentioned the law, Cholzar Leyechol Kedesh, that if Izar eats Trumo, so his Chayim Malkes, his Chayim Mizim Shamayim, he should mention if Izar is Soch B'Shemesh of Trumo, he's Sikha Kisiyye, so his Chayim Malkes, his Chayim Mizim. The Rambam doesn't mention a word. Apparently it doesn't come within the law of the Chozar Leichel Kiddush. So why is it higher than Karen Kiddush? So my father said, and Ravel says in the Sefer the same thing, that the Chil of Karen Kiddush is not based upon the law of the Chozar Leichel Kiddush. Because the Roshna Posik is, ויש כי איך על קדש בשגובו ויוסף חמישי סיולוק ונוסף הקרס הקדש ולחלו לסקות שבי ישראל יש אשר יורים לה נשאר so the more it's an happy when it applies it to Achim Aster then ויסימו יסוב הבין אשתו ויוכלו מסקות שיהם כי אני יד השם מקרקו so in other words so it's not based upon the law even if it does not involve the law of Chozar Leichel Kedesh So he's still higher Karen Chimish. That's in that parasha. So the Chil of Karen Chimish is not based upon the violation of the law of Chozar Leichel Kiddush. It's based upon the Aloha of Nid. There is Aloha that Trumo is Nitenes. Lachile Ulisie. Ulisiche, Domo Shedaki, Lachile, also is Nit Lachile. Domo Shedaki, Lishnis, is Nit Nisie. Domo Shedaki, also is Nit Nisiche, as the Rambam says, in Perik Yudalet. מיוחס התחומית אזלחי ולסיע ולסיח שעסיח וכסיע שנבלעתו בכמיים מכיר ורשם בעצמי סוף so the Rambam holds that this posik of וחתו בכמיים מכיר ורשם בעצמי סוף doesn't imply that my סיח is considered like my סיח סיע בכלל אחר implies that סיע my סיח is my סיח what does אחר mean? אחר means taking enough food So, in other words, solid food you take in one way, you chew, I mean, and liquid foods you take into your system in another way. You don't chew liquid food. But it's the same process. So when we say siyeh b'chlal achile, it means that ma'aseh siyeh amounts is the equivalent of ma'aseh achile. But achile is done on salad, and siyeh is done on liquid, but it's ein hach. That's the aloha of siyeh b'chlal achile. Masha'inkin siyeh b'chlal siyeh doesn't imply that ma'aseh siyeh is like ma'aseh siyeh. So from the time mentions a raya, it's nasmah. Because if it would be aloha the ma'aseh, so then you should be chayav misa shamayim too. Why? Because Rav Netan assumed that if we say sicha b'chlal siyeh, so it has the same meaning as the expression. If we say sicha b'chlal siyeh, so it has the same meaning as the expression of siyeh b'chlal achile. What does siyeh b'chlal achile mean? Siyeh is mamash achile. So it's chayav malkes for siyeh, just as one is chayav malkes for achile. It's chayav misa shamayim for siyeh, just as it's chayav for Achilles Chumo. So, Rabbi Thomas Yom, Sikhe Bichol Sikhe, it means the same thing, but we're not Chayim Malkes, we're not Chayim Yisrael Shomayim, so it's a Chayim Tzrasmah. But the Rambam Shitti is no, there is a basic distinction between the essence of the concept of Sikhe Bichol Achille and the essence of the concept of Sikhe Bichol Sikhe. Sikhe Bichol Achille means it's a Chayim, the same thing. Sikhe b'chol siyeh doesn't mean that ma'ase sikhe is the same thing as ma'ase siyeh. Siyeh represents one act, and sikhe is something else. It's an altogether different act. But it implies that insofar as the heftze is concerned, so when the heftze is nisach al gabe aguf, so it's considered that the consumption that is involved in a sikhe is the equivalent of the consumption that is involved in Isir. That is implicit in the pasuk. Vatone kamayim bikirbe yocheshen vatzleisom. That means that the state, not that the act of Sikhe, is the equivalent of the act of Sikhe. No. As far as the state, as the result of a liquid, of a shemen, being nisach al gaba aguf, so it's the same result al kedin as if the heftze had been nishke, because that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vatomi kamayim bikirbi yocheshen batzlisom. The state, the consumption in the heftze of shemen batzlisom is the equivalent of the consumption of the heftze in mayim bikirbi. So Mimele, insofar as the Chiyuv Keren Mechemesh is concerned, that doesn't depend upon the love of Chazali and Chiyuv. That depends on the Yisar of doing it not in accordance with the need. So Shem Shal Trumo is Nitan to be Nisar by Kim. Not Agabe Yisar. And the Eichel of Trumo is Nitan, the Heft is Nitan to be Nechal by Gam. A Mashke of Trumo is Nitan to be Nishke by Gam. So the Mele, if Izar consumes the Heft, the way it is Nitan to be done, to be consumed by Keren, there is a few characters. So that's why the Halachic of Vatomi Kamayim Bikirbi Roshem Batzleisa has application to the Chiyuv of Keren Chemish. Because if the Chiyuv of Keren Chemish had been based upon the Yisar of Chonzal Yechon Chemish, so then if Yisar would be Soch Bishem Shal Trumo, he would be Chayim Keren Chemish. But the Chiyuv of Keren Chemish is not based upon the Yisar of the Chonzal Yechon Chemish. It is based upon the fact that it was consumed by a Zah in the way it should have been consumed by a Keh. Because an Eichot Shal Trumo has to be consumed by whom? The Chet. Ob ein Echos und Trumor has to be consumed, der Rebze has to be consumed by Kehen. Denn der Loche hat Trumor nicht Tennis Rachio. It has to be consumed by Kehen. The consumption of ein Echos und Trumor has to be realized by Kehen. So merely if Izar does it, the way it is needed to be consumed by Kehen, he's Chayik Al-Hemesh. If Izar drinks Yain Shotomo, so Yain Shotomo is needed to be nishted, to be consumed, how we see it by Kehen. And if it was done, it was consumed by Izar, the way it is needed to be done by Kehen, is Chayik Al-Hemesh. Shem Shotomo. The Hefze is Nitu is Yira Shotomo. That's the Mitzvah. That's the Chaleis of Shem Shotomo. It's aiming for that to be consumed in the Sichas Kehen. So merely if Izar consumed it, the way it is aiming and it is Nitu to be consumed by Kehen, he's Chayik Al-Hemesh. How do we know that the Nitu of Sichas is the same kind of Nitu in the Hefze? As the Nitin of Sire, that's the posik of Vatove Kamai Mikirbe Yocheshem Basnis. Now I didn't hear from my father why is it that in Perik Yud he mentions the Droshe of Nechawa, and in Perik Yudale where he discusses the Aloha of Nitin. So he mentions the droshe of atomic amayim mikirbe Hashem basnisa. But I think, I mean, and this I didn't hear from my father. Now, let's see what Rashi says on that passage. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin applies the passage of Yechal was kochim in Israel to tell, not to truma, not to achilas truma by Isaac. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the Yechalu has kochet in Yisroel, Eis asher yorimu ladishem. Eis asher yorimu ladishem. So, yorimu, future tense, that means shalom nisram adayim. It has reference to tell. But the previous Pasuk certainly has reference to Zar Shos Tuk, Nishki Yechokeyesh Bishkoko, Yosef Hamishis Yolot, Vinosan Lakin and Sakinish. Now, let's see what Rashi says of Hamish. That's this coming cell. Vish. Vilichalu Eskochim in Israel. So, Vilichalu Eskochim in Israel. So Rashi says, Lachimon Mizor. So the Xami Kabole. And this week Sebre, so he says, it's a parallel against Rashi. Why does Rashi explain the Pasuk contrary to what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Pasuk will be how is Kochim in Israel. Is Hashem Yorim Ladishem. Larim Ladishem. So, he has reference to temple, and Rashi says, will be how will Lachim on his own. Lachim on his own. But, so, and the Rambam points out that from Rashi it's mashma that if a Kehen will serve Trumo to Izar, the Kehen will be either the Yisar of Yichal or Eskochet in Yisroel Shorim Lashem. Because Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say the Yichal le'echlom ma'ed Yisroel, but la'chilom Yisroel, la'chilom. La'chilom Yisroel, hifim. That means there is a machir. Who is the machir? The Zad is the Eich. But Rashi talks here of a Nisar of being machir Zad. So who is the machir? Who is the machir? The Kehen. So by the way, so the Ramban points out that from Rashi it's mashma that if a Kehen will serve Trumo to Izar, he will be either the Nisar of the Nechal of the Nisar. That's what Rashi says, Lachim Mizor. Now the Ramban here on this passage. So he says, V'lichal eskochim in Yisroel, Lachim Mizor. He mentions what Rashi says. And then he says, V'isiro v'nashmo, es atzmon. ייתנו אובן ביוחלו מסקוצ'ר שהוגדורו ושי תחומו וגיצ'ו ונסו עליהם. This is as Rashi explains the Pasuk design. Es atzmo yitanu obin biochlo meskocheyev shehuktu ushintumo vikichu vinesu ale right viunkale shetirgi vimechleyem vishua boshnu tzertelgi unkale apparently applies vishua yisom avinashmo to itome to trumo that is eaten bitumas agur. So he says shalilu tzerech because the union of trumo being eaten bitumas agur is discussed in the previous Pasuk. In the previous pasuk, nefesh ha-shatika be'yitom ha-do'oreh v'lichu na'kod oshim kim rochach psorod ha-mayim, and then he says v'shom ures v'shmarti v'yisor ofchein u'meisu v'y ki yichalu ani ha-shem ikachim ani ha-shem ikachim. So it's really clear, but Rashi says no, that the Yisiru Yisom has reference to the aveir of Trumo being eaten al-bizor. So he mentions es atzmo yitan lovin v'ochlo v'skocheyev שאוביו שתרומו ויקיצ'ו בנסו עליו ויום כלה שתירגם במכלים ניסו עבו that it is reference to תרומס תחילס תרומו ותרומס עמוב שלא יצירתם כאילו שרש את זה ולאיבן ידיים he doesn't understand the Rashi כי יירה מדבורו שזה עלה ועזור בקיענו של יחילו התרומו מזורים ואם כן ראו שנפור איש שיירו וישיו איסור כאילו לישראל שהייתנו להקיענים אס ישראל אבין אשמו כאשר ניקחו הקודשי ולא מהוץ לכם לשמוע ילידו שבעצמו בין של יוס כזה עליו בתאונות אלו עושה לאסס כן כי בשור כל ישראל אבל כמה כוסוף כי בני ישראל נמשך למיילו ולחלו לסקודשי בישראל איס אשר יורימו לדשם והוא עזור או שניס בזר של יחוקש בעבור שהיא רוצה להסקר ביועניש ויומר ויסיעו אס עצמו כאשר ניחו לסקצ'ר אתם מבסים דור שהוא מפני ייסורי because it says איס אשר יורימו so מפני ייסורי because the whole lab is superfluous because in so far as אחילה סטרומו באיזר is concerned so it's already mentioned in the פוסיק וחוזור ליחו קדש וחוזור ליחו קדש ווי בוס why does the Torah have to mention it again? So Mela, they applied it to Achilas Teret. But, so from Ramban, it also appears that through the Gemara applies the Posik or the Chalu to Achilas Teret. So that means that this Posik has reference to Achilas Teret as well. Not that Achilas Teret al-Bizar is not Nicho in that Posik. That not. How do we know that Achilas Truma al-Bizar is also Nichol that Posik? Very simple, because it follows immediately upon Posik Yudalet, and Posik Yudalet discusses the Halokhe of Izar Sheochal Truma Bishgogo, so it is Mechuyev to pay Kerel Chedesh Vishki Yechokim Bishgogo Vyosef HaMishis Yolov Vyosef HaKines HaKedesh, and then it's in Lechal Eskotchim in Israel and Veloi is what is the Bob? What is the Bob Achimo? And they shall not profane the sanctities of the children of Israel. So Veloi means end. What does it mean end? If the Posik Tesbob had reference exclusively to Achilas Teret, so it has no shaykhes, it has no connection with Posik Yudalet. Why does the Torah use the Vav Achimu? I mean, if it finish on Mikro. So that's the raya of the Ramban, that even though the Gemara Darshas that applies this Posik of Mechal Lidavi Achilas Teret, so it doesn't mean that this Posik has exclusively is descriptive of Achilas Teret. No! Achilas Teret is included in that Posik, but since this Posik is mentioned immediately after Posik Yudalet, and it begins with the Vav Achimu, so there is a connection. So it modifies Posik Yudalet, and Posik Yudalet doesn't deal with Teret. There is no Aloha of Kerem Bechemesh if somebody If somebody eats devil, there is a loch of karam v'chemesh, if it's al, it's trumo. And then the Torah says, below yichal was kochim v'yisoy zashir ha'ilu ha'ishem. And they shall not profane the sanctities of the children of Israel. What's the end? Obviously, it relates to prosecute Allah too. But since this whole posik is not necessary, ligabe, so mele, the Gemara applies it, tachlas devil. So two isuri, according to the Rambam, are nichla, are implicit in the posik. One isa that is implicit in the posik is an isa against tachlas devil, and the rani is that the Torah uses the express eisa shel yovimu adishem. And then, since the Torah mentions this Isser right after Posik Yudalet, and it's connected with Posik Yudalet through the Bob Achibo, and they shall not profane, so that means that it's descriptive, it has reference to Posik Yudalet too. It applies to Posik Yudalet. So both Isserim are in this. Now, the Xav Kabbalah says, me and David, I'm only before she. Why do they apply the posik of the Chalves Kochet Yisrael as Yerimu HaMishem to Achilas Kromo, Al-Miza, when the Gemore in Sanhedrin applies it to Achilas Tevot? It's a paragon, he says. It's a paragon. And then he mentions, Exam Kabbalah mentions the Rambam in Yilchus Machlos Asures, so he says that if somebody eats devil, is high monkeys, where is the love? Only how is Kashim Yisrael? So the right pshat is the pshat of the Rambam, not like Rashi, not like Rambam, not like the old before Shadow. But after all, I mean, the Rambam himself mentions that. And the Rambam says, how do the Gemara know that this love has reference to Achilas devil as well? Because it's mute. So it has reference, because it's muter, it has reference to Achilas devil. But it certainly has reference to, but it certainly has also reference to Achilas Trumo. And the Rai is, because it follows immediately upon Posik Yudalet, and the Torah uses the verb Achilu. So if it doesn't have reference to Achilas Trumo, how can the verb Achilu be used? And they shall not profane. So what? They shall not. They. So lo yichalu. Let the Torah say lo yichalu. The fact that it uses the verb achivu indicates beyond the shadow of a doubt that it has reference to achilas kum also. So that's the teretz on the Ksavi Kabbalah. Ksavi Kabbalah. Kashin. I saw. I mean that the Rishim Shem Point Hirsch also discusses that possibility. Anyway, I mean, so from the judicial mikro, it appears that the Bilichalu Eskochim Yisroel Tzashir Rimul Adishem has reference also to Achilas Kochim. Now, so the question is this, why do we need it? After all, as far as Achilas Kochim is concerned by Zah, so that is mentioned in the Pasuk before, V'chol Zah L'Yichu Kedesh. V'chol Zah L'Yichu Kedesh. So why does it have to mention again the Chalas Kochim in Israel? And the Ramban, so the Ramban and the Rashi both agree that the love of the Chalas Kochim